Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Our topic today is 6 ways to reverse your biological age. And this is podcast number 103. The day after my 40th birthday, I lost partial grip strength in my right hand. As a cardiologist who performs surgery, that was not good. It was also hard to drive my car, as I couldn't really turn my neck very far without a lot of pain. I decided I needed an x-ray of my neck. My guess was that the x-ray would probably not show a whole lot, and what I really needed was an MRI. To my horror, my radiologist colleague called me after just one look at my x-ray. "John, I can't believe this is your x-ray. You have severe degenerative disc disease. It looks like you have the neck of a 60 or 70-year-old. It wasn't any better after I reviewed my neck MRI with my orthopedic colleague. "John, you will definitely need your neck operated on within the next 5 years, he said. I was aging way too fast. Aren't we all aging too fast? While we can't control our chronological age, is there anything we can do to reverse our biological age? In this article, I will share with you 6 ways to reverse your biological age. Chronological versus biological age. Our chronological age is how many years we have lived on this earth. In contrast, our biological age is how fast our body is aging. How fast we age, for the most part, is completely up to us. When taken to the extreme, we've all seen the 40-year-old smoker who looks like she is in her mid-50s. Indeed, studies show that on the cellular level, smoking 2 packs per day for 30 years will prematurely age you by more than 10 years. This premature aging is not just on the outside. It is on the inside as well. I see this every day when I'm doing surgeries. Even though a patient may be 82 years old, that's their chronological age, when you look inside of them at the time of surgery, their biological age may only be 72. It is not just smoking that prematurely ages us. A poor diet, lack of exercise, sleep deprivation, stress, and loneliness all age us prematurely as well. How to determine your biological age? As I was putting this podcast and blog article together, I decided to take the Real Age Test. Now, if you want a link to the Real Age Test, just go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 103, and there I've got a link to the Real Age Test. If you want to see how old you are biologically according to this test. So I decided to do it to see what my biological age really was. After answering the, I think there were like 170 questions, my biological age came back at 39, or 9 years younger than my chronological age of 48. Now, whether or not my biological age is really 9 years younger than my chronological age is up for debate. I must admit that I do feel much younger now than I did when I was at age 40, when I was having these neck problems and had the x-ray and the MRI. The complete lifestyle transformation I made in my mid-40s has definitely made me feel much younger. Of course, whether or not you believe this test that over 27 million people now have already taken is a completely different issue. It can, though, be an insightful exercise into what really is prematurely aging you. If you do choose to take the Real Age Test, you may want to provide an alternate email address or opt out of everything because they will sell your information to pharmaceutical and other health-related companies for targeted advertising. Now, I took this test. Actually, I took this test now about a week ago. I have not seen any junk mail from it. I used my usual email address, but I did opt out of everything. But that's how this company makes their money. Their only recommendation for me to be biologically even younger, was to take an aspirin daily. However, based on many recent medical studies, there really is no scientifically proven reason for me to start taking an aspirin. Telomeres are biological clock. Telomeres are the caps on the ends of our chromosomes or DNA strands. They are like the tips of shoelaces. Without these plastic tips on the end of our shoelaces quickly start unraveling or fraying. I'm sure you've all experienced that before. I know I have. The same is true of our DNA. As we age, our telomeres gradually get shorter and shorter. This is like the sand in the hourglass ticking away the years of our lives. When our telomeres get too short, our DNA is no longer protected. Thus, when cells divide, errors will be made, which could lead to cancer or other chronic medical conditions. Eventually, our telomeres get too short to maintain the life of the cell, and the cell dies. If too many of our cells in our bodies, the telomeres get too short, that might be the end of our biological life. Fortunately, there are things that we can do right now to lengthen our telomeres and reverse aging at the cellular level. By making these changes now, we can reverse our biological age and dramatically slow the overall aging process. We can start growing younger today. Telomere length in China's longevity village. As you know, my wife and I have led a research team investigating the health and longevity miracle of China's longevity village. Our experiences and the lessons that we've learned from this whole process will be shared in an upcoming book from HarperCollins, hopefully sometime in 2016. As telomeres represent our own internal biological clock, we were very interested in the telomere length of the people living in China's longevity village. As you might expect, many studies, and these were all, most of these are in the Chinese medical literature, but as I've reviewed these manuscripts, most of them show that these people with their exceptionally healthy lifestyles have a really slow loss of telomere length, and that their telomeres remain quite long even as they're aging. And so perhaps this explains the unusual longevity, as well as the lack of cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other conditions, which really are rarely seen in the village. Six ways to reverse your biological age. Number one, manage stress to shave 10 years off your telomeres. In a very interesting study, Dr. Elisa S. Appel from the University of California at San Francisco and her colleagues determined that those who perceived they were under the most stress for the longest periods of times prematurely aged their telomeres by about 10 years. Fortunately, in a separate study, she showed that mindfulness and meditation could reverse this premature aging effect to telomeres. While we cannot avoid stress, we can change how we perceive stress, and we can block the effects of stress on our telomeres through mindfulness, meditation, etc. Okay, so that was way number one to reverse your biological age. Let me give you number two, exercise to take 10 years off your telomeres. In a similar study, Dr. Lynn F. Shirkus from King's College in London showed that in 2,401 twins, so this is another one of those human twin studies, but in 2,400 twins, regular exercising slowed telomere aging by about 10 years when compared to their non-exercising twin. The message here is clear. Exercise can reverse and exercise can slow the aging process. So there's number one. Number two, let's do number three. Eat a healthy diet to reverse telomere aging by 5 years. Many studies have shown that a healthy diet can reverse or slow telomere aging. In particular, diets which are high in vegetables, high in fruits, fish, nuts, seeds, and legumes, kind of the usual foods we talk about over and over in these podcasts. So vegetables, fruits, fish, nuts, seeds, and legumes can protect our telomeres from shortening. On the other hand, sugar shortens our telomeres. Processed foods, processed meats all have the opposite effect. They shorten our telomeres. So if you want to stay young, if you want to have that youthful glow, you need to eat right. Number four, maintain an ideal weight to lengthen telomeres by 9 years. Being overweight is another cause of premature aging. Carrying excessive weight causes oxidative stress, which is a fancy term for rusting, rusting of the body. And this rusting results in telomere shortening and premature aging. Studies show that maintaining an ideal body weight can actually lengthen our telomeres by 9 years. Number five, sleep at least 7 hours to reverse telomere old age. Sleep is when our bodies go into repair mode. We need this repair process functioning optimally if we want to reverse our biological age and grow younger. In a fascinating study, researchers found that older people sleeping at least 7 hours had the telomeres of a middle-aged person. In other words, at the cellular level, I'm having troubles with that same word again. At the cellular level, you can completely reverse telomere old age with at least 7 hours of restorative sleep each night. Number six, we're to the last one. Avoid loneliness for optimal telomere health. Social isolation or feeling lonely is not just a powerful predictor of heart disease, but it also predicts telomere shortening as well. And there was a study, and I've got a link there on my website under this blog, that social connection was shown to be an additional way to keep our telomeres long. Thus, if you want to slow the aging process, stay connected to your friends. Stay connected to your family. So let me review these six ways to reverse your biological age in case you're running, exercising, driving, etc., and you may have missed one. So number one, keeping stress under control gives you an extra 10 years on your telomeres. Exercising gives you an extra 10 years on your telomeres. Healthy diet was number three, gives you an extra 5 years on your telomeres. Number four, maintaining that ideal body weight gives you an extra 9 years on your telomeres. Number five, sleeping at least 7 hours was shown that old-aged men had the telomeres of middle-aged men by sleeping at least 7 hours a night. And then number six, avoiding loneliness or staying socially connected lengthens your telomeres. Now, of course, they're not all additive. If you did all six, that doesn't mean that you're even though your chronological age was 60, your biological age now is going to be 5 years old. It doesn't quite work that well, but these things in isolation, taken together, can really shorten your telomeres. So bringing it all home, it has now been more than 8 years since I had that neck x-ray and MRI right at the time I turned 40 years old. Fortunately, I have not needed the surgery my orthopedic colleague was convinced I would need. I still do have, which isn't good, I have full neurologic function of my neck, but as far as turning my neck, it's just mildly reduced range of motion. While I would like to think that I have completely reversed the premature aging of my neck, I have not had another x-ray or MRI to confirm this. The take-home message of this article, or the big point here, is that the decisions we make each and every day, every decision we make, whether we exercise, what we eat, whatever food we put in our mouth, whether we'll get worked up about something or not, every little decision we make determines whether or not we will grow old biologically. By taking the six steps that we've discussed in this podcast, we can immediately reverse our biological age by at least 10 years. And so my closing question to you is, what are you doing to grow younger? And it really is up to us. I'd love to hear your comments. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This was blog number 103. Leave me your comments. Also, if you are not yet subscribed to my newsletter, do so. There is so much in that newsletter that I share, a lot of things that you won't find on my website or in this podcast or anywhere else. And it's a great way to stay connected. It comes out every Tuesday morning. You can sign up on my website. Would love to have you sign up for that newsletter. Also, if you can be would be so kind to leave me a review on iTunes, we're up to 13 reviews, all positive, 5 stars. Thank you so much. With the reviews, and as you listen to these, it helps us to move up in the rankings so that we can reach out and help even more people. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.